like to stay on the cutting edge of social media trends. And by cutting edge, I mean at least 2 weeks late.
Some of them are over by that time.
But when I learn, yeah, some of them are. But when I learn about the social media trends, I would like to inform everybody else. That's part of what we do here.
That's very noble of you.
Yep. I'm doing this for you. So if you notice this week at all, if you're scrolling through on TikTok and you're looking through the comments, which I'm sure many people who are listening to this show are, or you're on Twitter and you see a blue emoji that has the letter P, and you've wondered, what's happening here?
Who sent this to me? Why am I aware of this?
I may have been me. I was tweeting about it a little bit yesterday.
Maybe that's where I saw it. I don't know.
So I had to do the right thing and Google it. What is this? What does it mean? And it's really pretty simple. Why? I don't know. But it's really very simple. So I went to Complex. The P emojis are everywhere.
They're hip. Complex is hip.
Yep.
And yes, it was your Twitter feed where I saw it.
And it says this. If you're reading this, you probably have some questions. You saw the P's on your timeline and typed, what is P, into a Google search bar.
Careful and, towards the end of that and, quote you're going to read.
And then, oh yeah. I'm training myself for this moment. And made your way to this page. Don't worry, you're not alone. Here's an admittedly far too detailed explanation of social media trend being used to promote an album. This is everything you could possibly want to know about P. Where did it come from? A few days before Gunna dropped his new album, DS Forever.
Now, based on this context, I'm going to assume Gunna is a musical artist of some kind.
That's right.
I'm not familiar.
There is rap beef in there somewhere. I'm not particularly familiar with Gunna either.
America likes a good rap beef.
It's surprising to me because Gunna doesn't have a Lil or a Young or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's obviously not of this time. He started talking about pushing P on Twitter and Instagram. At first, he was mysterious about the meaning of the phrase, asking his followers to make guesses. Then, in the middle of beefing with Freddie Gibbs, rap beef, Gunna brought it up again. Moments after teasing an incoming Gibbs diss song, he tweeted, but yeah, I'm pushing P. Later that day, Gunna went on a short rant and used the phrase in context, taking thinly veiled shots at Gibbs. Jumping in a person's beef or situation when you don't know what's going on is not P, he said. Giving more examples, Gunna added, now, putting your people in position, that's P. Bossing your lady up, that's P. Risking your life to feed your family, also P. Being a real guy off the internet is P. I'm pushing P. Speaking on a guy for no reason is not P. So that's all the context I have. And from what I can gather, P is, if you're pushing P, it's a term of positivity.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that's basically all we have. I fielded some questions on Twitter about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, people were wondering also what P was, and I just had them basically, you know, so I got a tweet that says, thanks for this. I was confused by the whole P deal, not very P of me. And I said, it was very P of the guy who tweeted at me to be curious and ask questions. That's a good thing. We want more of that in this world.
Yeah, I like an inquisitive
audience. I'm pushing P on that.
Gunna recently... he has the number one album in the country.
Yeah, this is all promotion for it.
He beat The Weeknd.
Wow.
Which surprised me as an old who knows who The Weeknd is.
Don't know who Gunna is.
But I do not know who Gunna is.
There's a P hat, a P emoji hat, if you want it.
I'll bet there is.
And a $88 hoodie also.
Wow, Tom Brady on line one.
Yep.
How'd you get that price point?
So that is, maybe we can make this an ongoing bit too. I don't know if we could do it every day, but maybe once a week we check in. What's the latest social media trend? Yeah, write that one down. That could be a thing. And this week it is. And we really investigate. We get to the bottom of it. What is it? And why did it come to be? And today, we've informed people. This is your answer. This is what P is.
It's the letter P, not... We're not being crass
on
the radio.
No. It's the letter P. It's a blue emoji. Mm-hmm. Like if you sift through your emojis all the way to the end.
Oh, you can search now. There's a search bar in the emoji section.
Perfect.
Which I found extremely useful.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I've used a lot more emojis since the search bar was implemented.
Yeah, you'd be shocked at the amount of emojis there actually are.
Yeah. And it also helps me differentiate some of the flags.
Yes.
Because they're small.
Yes.
They're small and a lot of flags look the same.
I agree. I'm not cultured enough to know all the flags. I'll admit that.
I'm an American. I'm bad at geography.
Like, this is what we're, this is, you know, very transparent here. I don't know what these trends are either. I'm looking to find out, and then I'm looking to pass along the information to you. And to me, that's very P of me. I'm pressing P on that. So stay tuned. We have an idea for the name of the segment, Wednesday Trends Day.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Okay. We can move forward. We can move forward with that. I just have to find a social media trend every week that I don't understand, which that would not be difficult. Would not be very hard at all. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More up next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.